Well, Tom, first and foremost, congratulations. Yep. 3 points tonight and a very hard fought 3 points. Talk us through your thoughts and then we'll tell you what really happened.
3 points first and foremost is the main thing tonight. Doesn't take any pressure off. There's still seven hard games to go. I thought we were good first half. I thought we played some good attacking stuff, especially down this right-hand side with Joel and Jamal. That's where the goals come from, some really good link-up play from them. Thought we played some really positive stuff, good on the ball. We worked hard. Seemed to take the foot off the gas a little bit in the second half. Looked like a few nervous bodies, a few passes going astray. The work rate wasn't the same as the first half. So we've got. Was never worried. I think we controlled it enough. I never thought they was going to score. The lads at the back did very well today. Jordan and Hughesy, I thought they did superb. But the second half was nowhere near what we expect.
Well, we talk about that first half, and as I say, a team certainly struggling second bottom. They've changed the formation a little bit. They've got a little bit of quality in the team, and it's a surprise with the amount of quality that they have. They are where they are, but I suppose the same could be aimed at FC, really. With the quality of players that we have, we are where we are, but we are now in a situation which is much better than they are. But that first goal, we saw the quality of Jamal and Senior linking up in that first half. But it was the sprightly 17-year-old Tom Greaves bombing down the right hand side.
You're going to mention that step over, aren't you?
The step over, and then the ball whipped in, and a great little back heel. I mean, it's a great goal, that additional yard of pace for you down the right hand side and getting right to the byline. Yeah. It's a great goal to be a part of, and a great goal to take the 1-0 advantage over.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be nice to watch that back.
Well, they missed it apparently.
Did they miss it? Oh, never mind.
Well, the step over, but they did.
It's like getting my leg over a gate, to be honest. It was a good move. It was a good move. Like you say, a great finish by Linney. It seems to be in that little goal scoring form at the minute, which is good. We need as many bodies as we can scoring goals. But yeah, great balling from Joel, Jamal's movement, and then obviously my frightening pace, which I've been known for since I arrived here. a little cross and a great finish.
But you've got to be very pleased with that little link-up play between Senior and Jamal, because the first half we thought it was really good link-up play. In fairness to the visitors, the lad who Jamal had pretty much for the first 45 minutes had whatever he wanted to do against, sort of like matched him in the second half little bit, got to grips with him. But that's training ground stuff, those two. You've wanted those two together, try and work and together for quite a while, haven't you? It's sure to pay dividend.
Yeah, we work on different shapes. We've worked on the 3-5-2, we've worked on the 4-4-2, the 4-3-3s. We decided to go 4-4-2 today to try and keep the momentum going from Saturday. Obviously, that second half performance was superb and the work rate, and we looked very, very balanced. So we tried to get a similar team to what finished the game. Obviously, with Sam Baird injured, we couldn't do that. Scott Key had a little knock, but came through a fitness test. Good. We're happy with the 3 points. That's the main thing we've got to take out of today. We've got to learn to go kill teams off, though. The second half, like I said, we was nowhere near what we expect. We're nowhere near as we were good in the first half. So we've got to take the positives out of it. We've got 3 points. We've scored another goal. Happy days, really.
Well, the one thing that we saw in the first half, and it's something that I discussed with you on Saturday, and something that we've mentioned on a few occasions, the shape.
Yeah.
And the lack of shape, really, in the last few games. But today, or this evening, we showed good shape throughout the first 45 minutes, certainly. Yep. And the one thing that I certainly noticed, and Roy as well, and together with the rest of the lads, we picked up a lot of second ball. We've been lacking that for quite some time, where we're allowing teams to come on to us. That you've got to be impressed and pleased with the fact that second balls were being won by FC on numerous occasions.
Yeah, definitely. That just comes from the work rate there and being on the front foot. And that's what we said. If the work rate and the attitudes are right today, then we'll get the 3 points. And that's what we've gone and done. Dropped off the pace, like I said, in the second half. So we need to learn to go do that for 90 minutes. And the scoreline should be a little bit brighter than that, really.
Second half, obviously, every team are going to get their chance and going to get their opportunities in the game. And there's no FC the same on Saturday with a team who thought they were quite easily going to beat FC. Games came back into it with a number of chances. But again, FC, perhaps, as you rightly say, should have buried the game long before that. And one of the players who's new to FC United, we thought, had a particularly good game. His work rate was excellent. He held the ball well. Was Kingy. Yep. And one of the questions that people want to know is, because obviously as of tonight, that was his last game. Are we in a position Do we know yet whether we're going to be able to keep him till the end of the season, or is he gone after tonight?
Tonight, unfortunately, was his last game. Really disappointed with that, because I've been impressed with him. Even in the Harrogate game, I was impressed with the lad. He's great on the ball. His work rate's great. He can finish as well. He can, like you saw there, he can put balls into the box when he went out wide. So yeah, we're disappointed. Bolton let him out, but I think they're in a top battle for the title. So they're expecting him back. Disappointing for us, but we wish him all the best. He's been superb for us.
Is there an opportunity then to bring somebody else in, or do we have to now just pretty stick? Because we got to the 31st of the month before deadline day. Are you still looking to then pop?
Yeah, it would be nice to bring a body or two in. We are short on numbers, so we'll have to have a chat tomorrow and see what we can do there. Yeah.
We talked at the beginning of the game. All tonight was actually getting those 3 points and winning a game of football.
Yeah.
But again, it wouldn't be me without asking you maybe a couple of more probing questions, because I know you don't mind me doing that, and you're open and honest. The substitutions, there was a number of them that we couldn't understand, but the one thing that I thought was a little bit strange was bringing yourself off with 10 minutes to go, because there's a lot of youth on that pitch, and your experience and quality, I thought, in the last 10 minutes would have shone through a little bit more than, say, McCarthy coming on, because, you know, when a player comes on for the last 10 minutes, you want them to work the tripe out, and it just didn't quite work for him when he got on the pitch this evening, and you could see the nervousness really set in. Was that tactical from yourself, or was that what the lads on the touchline decided to bring you off, or had you made a call saying, you know, you're a little bit of a twinge, or you were feeling a little bit tired? What was it?
No, I was feeling okay, to be honest, but we've got a lot of games coming up, a lot of important games coming up, so we've got to look after everybody, and I've got to be in there as well. So literally, no, just legs.
I mean, again, you know, we're looking at players. I thought tonight the two centre halves really worked well. Fagbola, if he can make sure he hasn't got a 50 pence head on him on occasion, and Hughes.
To be fair, I said to him, if it needs to go, get rid of it.
We don't mind it going; it's just where it goes up. I mean, in fairness to Hughesy, Hughesy's obviously got a bet on, because basically he's not kicking the ball out of the ground anymore. I mean, but there was two people there defending with their lives all evening, and really, really putting good performances in.
Yeah.
And all round, really, you know, the defence, it was hard fought. What did you think, though, when they scored? Did you think it was a goal? Or did you see the light strike?
And to be honest, it was my man as well. I should have gone and steamed through that and put into Rose head. So when the flag went up, yeah, I was delighted to see that.
But you know what? It was the ball in and out.
It's
a hard fought game. It's one of those games that you really don't really want to commentate the last 5 minutes, because it is very, very nervy as a player, and as a player manager even probably more nervous for you. But you've got all 3 points. Big game now at Bradford Park Avenue. Their manager was here this afternoon, or this evening. So was half of the ex-FC United team. The Browns were here. Chaddy's obviously here, that you would be working with. Training on Thursday now, and then you take it another game against Bradford Park Avenue. What are you expecting against Bradford? You know them very well. You're an ex-player. Do you want them to do us a favour? Have you made any contact with them, saying, look, you know, can you just ease up on us?
No, it'll be a tough game. Every game's going to be tough till the end of the season. Like I say, happy with the work rate and the attitude of the lads in the first half. If we can take that into a full 90 minutes, then we'll be all right.
And finally, I'll let you go after this. We know, obviously, Baird had a bit of a head injury. He was slightly not concussed, but had a bit of an injury on Saturday. More precautionary this evening, or is he out for 14 days because of that concussion?
Yeah, Sam's very strict with that, so it will be.
The 14 days. So you'll be looking to maybe, hopefully, if there's no injuries after tonight, maybe start with a similar team or maybe freshen up a little bit.
Yeah, there's
you don't have to say anything on air, because you know, we know that everyone listens to us, and that's the problem.
That is the problem. Yeah, no, there's nothing better as a manager to go in and say same team, same subs, and keep the ball rolling. But we'll see if anyone's picked up any knocks and see how training goes on Thursday.
Well, listen, as always, fantastic for you coming up. Let Kingy know that we thought he was man of the match tonight. There was a lot of players out there that worked very, very hard, but I thought he did tremendously well, and it's a shame that we're going to lose him, but hopefully his performance tonight and his work rate and his goal from Saturday will help and keep us up.
Yeah, we've got to wish him all the best. He's a good lad. If there's any chance of getting him back in, then we will do. He's done well. I'm impressed with him, so we'll be keeping tabs on him. I've just got to say a happy birthday to my little man as well, who'll be definitely listening. He listens every week.
Well, there you go. What's his name, your son, again?
Louis James.
Lovely. I love the name James. My son's called James. My name is James. Happy birthday, young man.